Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Now, today I've got for you a couple of fantastic entitled parent stories, starting off with this one. A normal guy enters a competition and wins it. And, you know, obviously he's ecstatic, wins a little bit of money, everything great. That is until a woman who was also in the competition and lost demands his prize winnings. Entitled mother demands my prize money. Where I worked, we would have a holiday party where we could play games to win money. The way it worked was that everyone would win at least $5. Well, one of the games was a speed round question type thing. Think Family Feud style. One of my co-workers, who was playing against me, loudly commented that she would freak me out and win. It's easy, I'm no competition, etc. She was so focused on making faces at me and trying to act tough, she completely missed the question. I answered correctly and she was out of the game. She loudly complained it wasn't fair and sat sulking. I won the top prize, and she came up to me demanding I give her the money because she's a single mother and needed that money for Christmas gifts for her children. She then went on saying I'm horrible, don't need that money, I must hate children, their Christmas is ruined and it's all my fault, and more. She even tried to grab at my pocket where my wallet was. Our boss told her to back off. She also tried to rally other workers against me. It didn't work and she was written up. For months, I was called a selfish, child-hating female dog by her for not giving her the money. My prize money amounts? $40. Before all of this, she was bragging about all of the stuff she and her baby daddy bought for the children, including new phones and gaming consoles, so yeah, she didn't need it. And there I was thinking that OP had won a massive prize, like at least $1,000 or something that's like properly significant enough to, you know, spend a lot of money on a newborn baby. Not $40, man. $40. Everyone gets $5, but you're almost on your way to $40. Jesus. Seriously? $40? You're making this much of a fuss? Why? Now moving on to our second story. Entitled grandparents' horrible life revealed during custody battle. This one, guys, strap in, is what I'm going to say. It's incredible. This story is long, but needs to be told. It was the darkest time in our lives. My husband and I met almost 11 years ago. At that time, he had not known where his only son was, and he'd not seen him for 2 years. Before the disappearance, my husband had been involved daily, taking him to daycare and even the mum to work, until her boyfriend was arrested and transferred to another state for charges he had there. My husband sold his motorcycle to help her pay bills, but instead she packed up and took off to use that money to bail him out and live in the state he was transported to. He tried for months to talk to her parents, but they claim they didn't know anything. We married right before his deployment, and I decided to start a search, hoping he'd be allowed contact with his son before deploying. I was able to find the woman and discovered she was back in state and had abandoned their child with her parents. She allowed him visitation only if we paid for his birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, so we did this gladly. My husband remained in contact daily until his deployment overseas. He continued trying to call when he had access, but they would not answer and eventually changed their number again, so he no longer had that access. We found out later that they were also telling him that his daddy didn't want anything to do with him. I continued to monitor my husband's son's mother's social media, and right before his return, I discovered that she had several charges in different counties and was actually on the run. So as soon as he returned stateside, we filed custody. We also discovered that she had abandoned her infant with her brother in another state, as her parents refused to take him and had called CPS to pick him up. They only wanted the child she had with my husband because he was paying support. Throughout this process, I'd been angry at my husband because he never fought for his rights. But what I learned, and what most men feel, is that he believed he had no rights and did whatever they wanted. He and his family would have to pay support in order to have any type of visitation with his son. He didn't know that he could go to court and file for his rights, as most men don't. The grandparents were both druggies, who eventually dragged their daughter into it. and they tried pawning her onto my husband because her habit had become too much for them. When my husband discovered their lifestyle, he left, and she showed up a few months later, pregnant. At the time of filing for custody, they awarded the grandparents temp custody during transition, because the mother was a wanted fugitive and couldn't be involved. Our state doesn't even allow grandparents' rights, but judges here will give over custody to grandparents before they will a dad, because they want the government funding they get from collecting child support from dads. We went through a year and 3 months battling a judge that hates men and straight up told my husband his military career made him look unstable, so she'd never turn over custody to him. So in response, he just gave up his military career. In this year and 3 months, these people would break every court order put in place and have zero responsibility for them. They wouldn't use a car seat, they were doing drug deals around him, he stayed sick due to the cigarette smoke in the house, they refused legal visitation time and took off out of state to hide him. They wouldn't take him to school, they allowed the mother to be in the home even though there was a no contact order in place for her. Being determined and maybe a little psycho when it comes to my kids, I'd managed to find things our attorney could not. We discovered he didn't have a bed there because they had too many people living in the home. We also found he had an STD at one point, which caused CPS involvement. They were abusive to their other grandson, calling him names and beating him when they'd visit because he was autistic, and they themselves had been arrested for making and selling meth, and the grandfather had been arrested for beating the grandma. The drug charge was not publicly known, I'm guessing because they ratted. However, there was a case in figuring out what to legally do with property that was forfeited after the arrest. I found this and proof of the bio mum being allowed in the house that resulted in us getting temporary custody. A year and 1 month in, and the grandparents failed a drug test. The daughter had twins that were taken by CPS immediately after birth due to drug use while pregnant and her current fugitive status. Still, the judge refused to give over custody to a willing and able father. Our attorney, also prior military, put pressure on the judge, and we had sent a complaint to the state Supreme Court, along with every single state official detailing how this judge was doing everything against the laws in our state. Eventually, the judge couldn't take the pressure and gave us custody. It came out that she was hoping the bio mum would get her legal stuff in order and she could give over custody to her instead. In August of 2013, we brought our baby home permanently. However, we were forced to give the grandparents visitation that lasted until March of 2014. They continued smoking around him, making him so sick he wound up on multiple medications. They took him to do drug deals, which he told his counselor about, and also told him he wasn't my husband's son and they were going to get custody back, resulting in lots of nightmares. They'd also been telling him my husband never loved him or had anything to do with him, which took weeks in counseling and pictures proving otherwise. They put this boy through hell. His teeth were rotted out of his head, and at 4 and 5, he spent his life in front of two TVs with just cartoons and video games.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He only ate fast food and pop and was too weak to pedal a bicycle. He watched his mother get beat and a knife to her throat, and then she'd disappear for hours to go and do drugs, leaving him at 3 years old to care for an infant. They mentally abused him and used him for child support. The last time he came home reeking of cigarettes so bad, it threw my older daughter into an asthma attack, and that ended their visits. The things they told him and did have trickled out through the years. He remembered one of the times we were refused visitation was because his mother had taken him and hid in a hotel. He watched her steal things from stores, and she was arrested 4 times at their house through all of this. Yes, I called and reported it every time. These horrible people have not been part of his life since then. His bio mum has done a stint in prison and is once again running from new charges and her probation. He'll be 14 years old this year, and he's very needy with me because I make him feel loved and safe. This child is one of the biggest blessings I've ever had. He's so thoughtful and kind and tries to take care of me. His father is scared to let him go anywhere away from us because of the trauma that not knowing where he was caused, and then hearing what all he went through in that time. I've never met more horrible people in my life, nor have I ever imagined how resilient he would be after going through all this. He's so very smart, special, and a gift I thank God for daily. We both agree that even with my husband's deployments, which was a pretty bad one, this was far worse than anything else. We've spent years now fighting for fathers' rights across the country and been a part of some law changes in our state. We have to inform men of their rights. We have to give them the resources because children deserve both parents. It's disgusting how much it costs in legal fees just to be a parent, and maybe one day it won't be necessary. We've got people working on the government level to change these laws that created this inequality. My husband is an amazing father. Not only did he raise his three children from a previous marriage, but we've done youth and college-age ministry together, giving kids a family where they didn't have one before. We've provided a home, food, insurance, gas money, and phones. He will never stop caring and loving those that were abandoned. There are so many men out there that are amazing fathers, but don't get the chance to be. They take their lives daily. They have everything taken from them and are financially ruined when all they want is to love their kids. Children deserve custody of both parents. Alienation has to stop. Our now 14-year-old is our youngest. That may have been the worst thing we've ever gone through, but I'd do it again for him. I will never not fight for my kids, and I'll never not fight for other fathers going through this. If you know one, check on them, hook them up with groups that can help give information and encouragement. Courts are not fair, and men feel the loss of their children the same as a mother. They're hurting and grieving daily for a child that is still alive. They're losing hope and giving up. They're being made to feel guilty if they stop fighting because they're tired and broke. It's emotionally draining and leaves you completely depleted. These men eventually believe that it would be better for their kids if they just walk away. They don't want them in the middle of the fighting anymore. Maybe the ex and judges convince them that they're not worthy, so their kids would be better without them. A very interesting theme there. I'll be honest, guys, I really don't have much knowledge or experience in terms of, you know, custody, divorce, that sort of stuff. Unfortunately, my parents are still together and, you know, I don't really know much about all that stuff, I'll be honest. So you guys probably can enlighten me in the comments down below. But I do know that, yeah, OP is definitely right. I mean, all the specifics in law are interesting there. And the fact that judges are still, well, some judges anyway, are still massively favoring towards women than men in terms of custody is definitely true. But yeah, I wonder why there is this stigma or this like general feeling that men are less responsible than women when it comes to parenting. Maybe that's true as well. Maybe that is just a fact, but it is definitely unfair on men like, you know, OP's husband in this story, who clearly is a great man, would do anything to, you know, see their child and look after their son, but is not being allowed to. And in fact, you know, it goes the other way. Like, clearly the woman, his ex, and their family are just completely mental. Why is the judge siding with them over the man? Is it just because she's a woman? I don't know. It's tough to say. Maybe there are other reasons that weren't disclosed in this story, in this post. I'm not sure though, because as it stands in that story, yeah, a severe lack of equality going on in this case in particular. And if this is a common thing, you know, throughout court cases and custody and divorce sort of battles, then it's very worrying, isn't it? And I'm not really sure why it's going on. But yeah, as I say, please let me know down below if you know anything about this, have experience with it, or, you know, are a lawyer. That'd be ideal, because I really don't know too much. But yeah, interesting stuff nonetheless. Hope you enjoyed that story. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this one. Really enjoyed that last one. Very interesting, thought-provoking stuff. If you want more from me like that, then check out this playlist of all my Entitled Parents videos in one handy playlist for you. If you have some free time, if you're going to sleep, if you're chilling, whatever, whack that on, watch all of them. It's great stuff. If you're new to the channel as well, please hit this button as well and subscribe to me. I post videos here daily, so yeah, hit the button, notifications on, and you'll get notified whenever I post. With that all being said, I'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.